here is the interview with Bulelane for Chane. And if you don't know, he is the provincial coordinator for the Nalibali National Reading for Enjoyment campaign. He is a literacy activist and community mobilizer. Hello, Bulelane. Welcome to the show.
Hello to everyone at RX Radio.
Our first question is, why do you think literature is so important?
It is important because I think children who are literate, they have a better chance of succeeding in life generally, especially those who are given the opportunity to learn how to read at the earlier stages of their lives. It improves their vocabulary, it improves their ability to articulate themselves in a form of orally and also in a written form. So yeah, it is very important in terms of building that self-esteem in order for us to have, you know, future leaders in the future.
Tell us more about your role at Nalibali.
My role at Nalibali, I'm a provincial coordinator in the Western Cape, and this includes me having to ensure that I mobilize and network with other organizations that are aligned with the Nalibali vision and objectives.
Some of the biggest challenges include pupils who are not on par with reading levels for their age group, a lack of reading resources and libraries, and little to no reinforcement of learning at home. What is Nalibali's intervention to these series of challenges?
If we were to consider some of the challenges that, you know, children whom are not at the right level in terms of their reading, and because maybe they could be lacking resources and not having access to libraries, etc. As the Nalibali campaign, we have our supplement, and the supplement is basically a bilingual newspaper that we have come up with as a form of a resource that is there to supplement for the lack of stories in mother tongue languages, such as Xhosa, such as you know, Afrikaans, and also Sesotho, etc. So with this resource, this is our way of ensuring that we intervene and making sure that, you know, children are able to access the content in terms of improving their literacy skills.
How has Nalibali been affected by COVID-19, and how has the organization adjusted to the new normal?
As Nalibali, we were also not immune to being affected negatively by, you know, the COVID-19. And as the organization, this basically forced us to adjust and realign ourselves, because now we're having to understand that face-to-face interaction is basically limited, as we know, through the impact of COVID-19. So we are now basically encouraging people to continue to engage with the campaign via our online platforms, where even our trainings are now virtual, but we still encourage people to access these resources via the Nalibali website, which is www.nalibali.org. But we are also still continuing to engage with some of our partners via the webinars on WhatsApp and also on social media.
Now let's get personal. Did you always have a passion for literature and reading?
I'm very passionate about literature and literacy generally. And as a father of two daughters, and I want the best for them, and I know if I am to expose my children to reading at the earlier stages, I'm basically giving them a better chance of succeeding in life generally.
What type of books do you enjoy reading?
The type of books that I enjoy, I do enjoy historical books, but I also enjoy a lot of child-friendly books, you know, novels where you can just escape and it will inspire your imagination.
And lastly, is there any message of hope for the children of Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital and children in general?
A message to all the listeners at RX Radio and also Red Cross War Memorial Hospital and children generally, I would like to encourage you to continue to read, to continue to be exposed to storytelling, because with that you are giving yourself a chance of succeeding in life and becoming successful. Yes, from Bulelani Futshane, on behalf of the Nalibale Reading for Enjoyment campaign, let's continue to make South Africa a literate society. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. I really, really enjoyed this interview. RX Radio is a big fan of Nalibale, and we have partnerships with Nalibale, and I just think it's a great, great organization. Thank you for taking time to speak with us. I hope you enjoy your day further.